I could talk about worship for days. I really could, but I won't do that today, just for you. What I'd like to do is read the affirmation once again to remain focused. Christian love of God includes expressing our love in worship that is as sincere, vibrant, and artful as it is scriptural. So, I wonder, why do we worship? Why do we worship? Well, you might be thinking, well, because I like to come to the community of faith that I share. I like to praise God. I like to sing. And that may be true. One would hope. But we worship to experience God. Does everyone experience God the same way? No. Is there one way to worship? No. So from our Exodus text, we can hear all the things that go into preparing for worship, all the skills needed to prepare for worship. And right now we have a great thing. We have options. We have our traditions that come from way back to the time that the text was written, all the way to now where we have the freedom of the Holy Spirit. And so when I was in seminary and the Protestants said, oh, well, we'll just see how the Spirit moves us, or we'll see how the Spirit moves me today, our Catholic friends are like, what are you talking about? I thought that was funny because that's something I had always heard, but apparently our Catholic friends don't hear that as often as Protestants do. So what is worship? Some say worship is music. I went to a training or a workshop a couple of weeks ago, and on the agenda it said breakfast, worship, guest speaker. And I was really nervous we were going to be there a long time because I thought, oh, well, worship is at least an hour, and then we'll still have the guest speaker. But the person who created that agenda equated worship as music, because what we did for worship is we sang three songs and we were done. So it was not an hour, it was about 15 minutes and then we went to the guest speaker. So worship means different things to different people. Worship can mean the sermon. Worship can mean the ritual of communion, which I don't even want to get into communion because I know communion has a whole bunch of layers to it as well. Many people think we're supposed to do communion one way or another way, or there's all different theologies and ways that people appreciate communion as their favorite or as the way they experience God. And worship might be something completely else beyond what I just said. But we would hope that worship would be authentic. And there's a lot of different styles of worship. There's traditional, and there is contemporary, and there is incarnational, and there's ancient future, and there's emerging, and there's many different styles within those styles. There's dinner church, which I'm quite interested in, taze, jazz, gospel. Church can be outside. Worship can be outside. At Beaver Lake, there's actually a little sanctuary set up outside to view the lake, and as is at Kosciuszko. It can also be, another style is theology on tap, or children's church, or seekers worship. So many different kinds of worship. And I'm a little weird in that one place that I have experienced God most frequently in worship, I should say, because I've experienced God in other forms, but in worship was actually at Theology on Tap with the Road. Theology on Tap is in Syracuse is held at a bar called Rosie's. And you can order your drink and food. It can be alcoholic or non-alcoholic. I typically chose non-alcoholic because I had to drive home. And we would have a topic of the day, and then we'd discuss that topic, and we'd discuss how that integrated with our faith, how we saw faith in that topic. And we talked scripture, and it was just delightful. And so, again, not what you would consider worship for most, but for me, it was a way that I experienced God most frequently. So recently we asked our worship team, what experience moved you the most in worship? And it was interesting because folks said all kinds of things in our worship team here at University Church. One person said the time of reflection. One person said the laying of hands. One person said when we hold hands and sing a song such as "Blessed Be the Tie That Binds." Another person said in the choral music, listening and being a part of choral music. Another person said when we do something with that we get to hold, so a rock or something along, or if you get to write something. So even right here in our worship team, there were so many different ways that we experience God. And worship is about filling our souls, filling up, hitting reset, so that we're ready to go out into the world. If we experience God here and we're ready, we can experience God and notice God more often the other 6 days of the week in everyday life. We'll be ready. And I cannot go a day, a worship, without talking about how worship is also here to challenge us. It's great to praise God, but we also are here to be challenged. And so I cannot go a week without mentioning the violence in our world. We've seen it on TV. And so I need to say that what happens in here, we get to fill our souls and our spirits so that we can leave this place prepared to do God's work, to share God's love, and do something about the violence. We can't just sit in worship and not do anything when we leave. So we are here to fill up so that we can do what's next outside in the world. And I'd like to read this from John. "But the time is coming, and it's here, when true worshipers will worship in spirit and in truth. Our goal is to worship authentically so that we experience God in worship, so that we are ready to face whatever we find in the world the other days of the week." And it's interesting because the author of the Phoenix Affirmations, Eric Elness, says that the Reformation principle of the priesthood of all believers tells us that we are not just here to be bystanders, but the whole congregation is to be a part of planning worship so that is authentic in our diversity. Our text from Exodus talks about all the skills that are needed, and we can't forget all the skills that are here in our congregation and the skills that it takes to create an authentic worship. So worship authentically so that we experience God in worship, so that we are ready to face whatever we find in the world the other days of the week, whether we find God moments or humanity. Amen.